Okay, let's begin Simon Cove Base. The classic case of a Darvish Shesh Kamatirin is a Beit Zishnal to Beyom Tov. So let me just explain to you what that is and what's going on over here. Beit Zishnal to Beyom Tov means if an egg was laid on Yom Tov. So the halacha is that that egg is aser. It's not allowed to be, it's muktzah, it's not allowed to be moved, it's not allowed to be eaten on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. Why is it aser? The Gemara gives about four reasons why it's aser. The classic reason that we accept is that a beitza, when it's laid, let's say on a Sunday, or any day that the egg is born, it means that it was completed, so to speak, the day before. It was prepared to be born the day before. So, okay, so who cares? So when Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, comes out that if the egg is born on a Sunday, it was prepared on Shabbos for Sunday. In the stomach of the bird, it was prepared on Sunday, on Shabbos for Sunday. And the Pasuk, we dash him from the Pasuk that Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. So therefore, that will be, and in that case, it's an Isser Deiraisa. In the case where Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, the Beit Shnal of Yom Tov is Asur Deiraisa. But if Yom Tov falls out on a Monday or a Tuesday, a Beit Shnal, according to this reason, there are other reasons in the Gemara, but according to this reason, the Beit Shnal of Yom Tov should be Mutar Lagamri. Elowat, we make a Gzeira Derabanan every Yom Tov, because of a case when Yom Tov falls on Sunday. Okay? So, a Beit Shnal of Yom Tov is Asur. Sometimes usually it's only midrabanan. In certain cases, it could be deraisa. The Gemara says that there are two chumras when it comes to a davar sheyesh lamatirin. This Beit Shnal of Yom Tov has two chumras to it. Number one, sveika asura. Safek Beit Shnal of Yom Tov is asur. Even if we're talking about one of the other reasons, even if we're talking about that it's only midrabanan, let's say it's Beitza was born on a Tuesday, a Yom Tov was on a Tuesday, and that's when the Beitza was born. Apel Pekain, what did I say, Suffolk. If you have a Suffolk, if it was born on Yom Tov, let's say you have a Beitza, Yom Tov is Tuesday, you have a Beitza, and then you're not sure if this Beitza was Noilad b'Yom Tov or was Noilad before Yom Tov. So you'll tell me what? It's an Issur d'Rabbanan, right? It's not Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. A regular Yom Tov during the week is even if it was born on Yom Tov, it's Achar Kod L'Nisa D'Rabbanan. And you're not even sure if it was born on Yom Tov. So you should be able to say what? Sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kula. That's rule number one. You don't say Sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kula. It's actually in the Gemara, this is rule number two. But that's, we said it first, so that's rule number one. Oh, well, we'll get to the reason in a second. You don't say Sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kula by your Darvish Shesh Matir. Even if it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, if it's a Safek, it's still Aser. Chumrah number two is a Darvish Shesh Matir is Loi Batul. If it gets mixed up, if this egg gets mixed up into other eggs, normally what happens when Trefa piece of meat gets mixed into Kasher pieces of meat in Imbimina is Batul Barayv. Yeah? This Beitza gets mixed into other eggs, it's Loi Batul Klau. I mean, 1,000 eggs, it's not bottle. Now, an egg, just as a side point, an egg, there's a side reason. Let's say, even if it's a trefa egg, from a trefa animal, gets mixed into or let's say a beitza sheyesh b'tipas dam, gets mixed into other eggs. So then, for a side reason, an egg, a whole egg, won't be bottle in other eggs. Why? Because we're going to learn in Siman Kuf Yud, the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud, this is called the Davar Shebeminyan. Anything which is sold by number, not by weight, there's a certain chashivas to each individual one. Each individual egg has a chashivas because you don't just sell eggs based on weight, like a bag of eggs. You sell a dozen eggs, each one egg. No one's going to pick up an egg that has is missing one. So each one has a special chashivas. So therefore, it's loy batel. So an egg itself has a different reason that it's not batel, even if it wouldn't have the chumrah of Shesh Kamatirin. But anything that has, anything that is considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's not batal. That's the second, and that's the other chumra with Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. One is that a suffix is asr even if it's derabanan, and the other is if it's nis'arev, bittul doesn't work. We'll talk about that. Okay? Well, other examples of a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We'll see already inside, then we'll talk about them. Now we're just discussing the Beitza Shel Shnayim B'Yomtiv case. So even though by a Beitza itself that gets mixed into other Beitzim, there's another reason why it can't be bottled. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, but okay, put that aside. There's a din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin also. That's what we're going to focus on. That's what's going to prevent it from becoming bottled. What's the reason why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is loy bottle? And what's the reason why we can't be making misafik? Why does it have these two chumras? So there are two classic reasons in the Rishonim why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is loy bottle. Okay? And again, we assume that both, according to both of these reasons, it's only midrabanan. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin was any time, so far, anything that we learned that's not bottle is all derabanan. That's the first task right away. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's not batal. Min haTorah, it is batal. This that it's not batal is midrabanan. Afal pikein, you can't be makel in a safik. That's a technical reason. We'll talk about that in a minute. So why is it not batal? So Rashi says a very simple reason. Atche techlenu beisr techlenu beheter. Why rely on bittul? If you wait till after Yontif, it'll be mutter even without using bittul, meaning even if it would still remain, even if the egg would not get mixed up with the other eggs, it would be, you'd know. This egg was born on Yontif, it's sitting over here, everyone knows which is egg that was born on Yontif, it's aser, it's clear. If you wait till after Yontif, this egg becomes mutter. So since this egg is going to become mutter in a short time, without coming on, without having to use the mechanism of bittul, so rather not use the mechanism of bittul. Better not. What's so wrong with using the mechanism of bittul? That's a famous question on this reason of Rashi. Rashi says that atcher chlenu b'isser techlenu beheter. Rather than eat it be'isser al yidei bittul, just wait till tavar, and then it'll be be'etzem heter. Whoever said there's like a chumra of not using bittul when isser falls into the pot. And it's batal b'shishim. It says anywhere that if you're a Yir Shemayim, better not to eat it. It doesn't say anywhere. It's brought in one place. It's brought in one place, one sefer. It's better than that. It's not accepted l'halacha. It's not the normal, it's not the standard approach in the paskin. We assume you can't be mevatalis l'chatchila. That you're not allowed to do. But when bittul occurred, when bittul happened, the way it's supposed to, there's nothing wrong with relying on bittul. But Rashi seems to be saying over here that there is a psashtikal problem. We'd rather you don't rely on bittul. Okay? So I don't want to go into now the yishuv for Shitas Rashi. Yeah, but this is Shitas Rashi. Ask klein basis to klein beheter. Rather eat it. Better not to rely on bittul if you don't have to. In this case, you don't really have to because you wait a day, you'll be able to eat it without using bittul. This reason of Rashi works also why we don't say Sveikei Derabanan L'Kula. Why should I be Mekel Misafik? I'll wait tomorrow, and tomorrow it'll be Mutter Bevadai. So true, Halacha tells me that when I have a Safik on a Din Derabanan, I'm allowed to be Mekel. But I don't need to come on to that. If I wait one day, it'll be Mutter Bevadai. It's obviously better to eat something that's Mutter Bevados than to eat it now based on the halachic rule of Sveikei Derabanan L'Kula. It's better wait till tomorrow that it's mutter bevados than eat it today based on Sveikei Derabanan L'Kula. So one reason that goes for both dinim, both chumras.
That's when it's not Clark? A hefsid.
Huh?
That's when it's not a hefsid for today, or even when it is a hefsid for today.
No, we're not talking about it's not a hefsid. Assuming that most probably, especially according to this reason, it only makes sense to say Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin when there's no hefsid if you wait till tomorrow. In a case that there's going to be a hefsid if you wait till tomorrow. So you can't just tell me, what's the big deal of waiting till tomorrow. There is a big, if it's going to take so long till it becomes mutter, that the thing is going to get ruined, of course they don't have to wait. But that's a later halacha. Let's go step by step. We'll get there. We'll get there in a minute. That's Rashi's reason. Clear? And Rashi's reason goes for both. Both chumras. The fact that it's not batal and the fact that it's even by Adin Rabbanon, sveika l'chumra. The Ran gives a different reason. The Ran's reason is the Ran's reason is only for why it's not batal. The Ran's reason doesn't work for why sveika l'rabbanon is l'chumra. The Ran, the Mefarshim say, the Ran also has to use Rashi's reason. He has to use Rashi's reason anyway. Huh? No, only by a davar sheish l'matirin. We don't use, in other words, instead of relying on the rule of sveika d'rabbanan l'kula, we wait till tomorrow when it's going to be mutter bivados. So the Ran also has to use Rashi's reason for the din of sveika. But what the Ran does not want, to use Rashi's reason for bittul, because like we said before, all the mafarshim are bothered by on Rashi. What Rashi says, like, if you want to say, don't eat it misafik, eat it bevadai heter, that kind of makes sense. I understand that vadai heter is better than sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. But we had our question, what's wrong with bittul? When something was nizbatal, keil chasai, what was wrong with that? Why does Rashi call that atch techleno be'isser? It's not really isser, it was nizbatal. Right? So therefore, the Ran gives a different reason, at least for the din of bittul, why it's not batal. The Ran explains like this. If you recall, we had a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda of min b'minoi is batal or it's min b'minoi b'mashehu. In beginning of Tzadik Ches, we had a machlokes that the Chachamim said. First, let's say Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the min b'minoi loy batal. Why? He learns it out of a pasuk. Dama parva, dama soir, on Yom Kippur, they mixed the shechter, a bull, which is the size of probably all these tables together. Yeah, and then they shechted a little soir, a little goat, which is like this big, and they mixed it together. And they mixed the, so it says first they sprinkle the blood of this one, that one, then they mix the blood together. And the Torah says that you take from the blood of the mixture, from the dama parva, dama soir. Why didn't the dama soir be bottle in the dama par if it's so much more? So you see that in that case, the blood of the Tsar was not bottled in the Dama Par. So Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a general rule. That anytime you have min b'minei, it can't be bottled. Why? Very simple. When something, in order for something to be bottled in something else, it has to be overcome by the other thing. It has to be overpowered by the other thing. Okay? When I have... If I have a cup of orange juice and a tiny drop of blood falls in, I could understand how you could explain to me that there's so much orange juice or there's so much milk, it's mevatel the blood. The blood is insignificant, it disappears and is overtaken by the milk that it's spilled into. Versteh. But if I have a cup of orange juice and then another drop of orange juice falls in, that drop of orange juice is bottled in the cup of orange juice? No, now I have an extra drop of orange juice. If you have $100 and I give you another dollar, that dollar is bottle in 100? Or now you have $101? No one's going to say it's bottle in 100. You have more now. So min b'minoi is not bottle. The miyot adds to the roif. It's mechazikit. So you can't have bittle in such a kind of case of min b'minoi. That's the yesoid of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Min b'minoi loy bottle. Chachamim argue. Chachamim say min b'minei is batal. That was different. The case of the kachim, the case of the carbon of the dama par dama sar, sprinkling the blood, that was different. Regular case of iser v'heter yerideya, min b'minei is batal. Not only is batal, because it's not going to give a tam, it's even more kal, because it's batal min atari b'roiv. You don't even need chishim. The only reason you need a chishim was because of the taste. In the case of those tastes, you don't even need chishim. But what are the Chachamim, says the Ran, what are the Chachamim answer to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda had a strong taina. He said, how could it be batal? You just have more. It's mechazikit. The $1 bill is batal in the hundreds. The $100 bill in the wad of hundreds. No. You're added. So what does he answer to that taina? Says the Ran, you know what the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say that Rabbi Yehuda, you're looking at it wrong. It is different. You're right. If you have a cup of orange juice and then another drop of orange juice falls in, that drop is not bottle in that. But over here, when you have kosher, you have a little bit of iser that mixes with heter, so even though it's min b'mini, even though physically they taste the same, and they're called by the same name, and everything, they're mamish the same, but it is different. This is iser, and this is heter. So you can say that the iser is in this bottle in the heter. The heter takes over the iser. Why are you looking at it? It has to be different, that the physical characteristics of the food have to be different. We live in a Torah world. Everything is according to Torah. According to Torah, it can't be any more different than this. This is kosher. This is treif. It's very different. So of course the basar nevela could be batal and the basar kosher, even though they're both basar and they both taste the same. They both call by the same name. Because according to Torah, they're very different. Just like you were, yeah? That is the aside of the Chachamim. And that's why we hold that min b'minei is batal. Clear so far? But says the Chacham, wait a minute. There is a case that I'm going to be moided to you. Because I agreed be'etzem to for your yesoid that in order for it to be bittel, there has to be a contrast. There has to be something different. The two things have to be different. In order for the roif to overtake the miut, there has to be different. I just disagreed with you on the definition of how we're looking at it. You were looking at it from the physical characteristics, and I was looking at it from the halachic, from the Torah view. That was the... We both agreed in this, in that in order to have a din bittel, it has to be different. Yeah. So therefore, says the Chacham, I'll agree to you in certain cases. I'll agree to you that it can't be bottle. A darish reshim. What's a darish reshim matirin? Today it's aser. Tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So when I look at this egg, is it a iser egg or is it a heter egg? Well, today it's aser, tomorrow it's mutter. So is it mamish iser? No. So if it would be mamish iser, then I argued with you. I said that, true, from a physical point, from a physical characteristics, it's min b'minoi, but from halachika, from a Torah hashkafa, this is very different. This is heter, this is iser. But by davar sheyesh l'matirin, I can't even say that, really. I can't say that these eggs are heter, and this is iser. This is temporary iser. It's not real iser. Tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So I can't tie it that this is heter, and this is iser, so this heter will overtake the iser. This iser is not real iser. If the iser is not real iser, I'll be forced to agree to you. That's the case of dama parva, dama sar. That's blood, and they're both kosher blood. They both go in the mizbeach. They're both sprinkled. So therefore, it wasn't able to be bottled one and the other. I held that treifa meat and kosher meat is different, because at least halachically it's different. This, even halachically, is similar. So therefore, if it's halachically similar, it can't be bottled. So this also explains why, says the Ran, why it's this din, that it's bottled, that it's loy bottle applies only b'mino and not b'mimashayin amina. Dav sheish to matirin only, like we said before, all the paiskim agree. Some rishayin of this agree, but the paiskim agree that dav sheish to matirin loy bottle is only loy bottle b'mino. But if it's a sayin b'mimashayin amina, it is bottle. Meaning this base shnal de biyamtiv gets mixed into other eggs, it's loy bottle. If it gets mixed into potatoes, it is bottle. Bottle b'shishim, like regular. What's the difference? Why dafke b'mino and not b'mimashayin amina? Very simple. What was the point? We needed contrast to have bittel. We needed opposites. So, if this would have been real iser, and this the heter eggs would have been able to mevatel this. If this would have been a treifa egg, an egg from a treifa bird, would have been able to be bottle, even though it's min b'minoi, because it's heter and iser. But this is not a real iser. That was my problem. Yeah, it's not a real iser because it's only temporary iser. So therefore, bittel couldn't work. Yeah, because it was. Well, why didn't it work? Because there wasn't any contrast. There wasn't any. What? It was too similar. What happens if it's potatoes and eggs? It's kosher potatoes and the egg. Now already, because physically, it's min b'shein aminai. Even though halachically it's not mamish. Even though halachically it's not so different, because this is heter and this is only temporary iser, it's not real iser. But because also physically it's different, so that you're able to have bittel. Because since sai physically it's different, this is eggs, this is potatoes, yeah? And sai halachically it's also a little bit different, because in the end of the day, this egg, at least today, it's temporary iser, right? So therefore, since halachically it's a little different and physically it's different, you're able to have bittel. So that's why, says the Ran, the whole thing works out beautifully. Davar sheyesh matirin loy bottle. Why is it not bottle? Because it's heter beheter. It's too similar. We only agreed that min b'minay bottle. Chachamim only held that min b'minay is bottle if it's iser that's mixed into heter. But in this case, it's not real iser. If it's not real iser, it's too similar to become bottle. Mashen kein, if it's min b'minay, so since physically the physical characteristics are also different, so therefore halachically it's a little bit different, because in the end of the day it is temporary iser today. So since halachically it's a little different, so then the physical chilukim, the chilukim and the physical characteristics are able to compensate for the halachic similarity, the fact that it's only temporary iser, and therefore you're able to have bittles. Now we understand why Davar sheyesh matirin is not batal dafke b'minei, but by min b'she'ein b'minei it is batal. The Ran makes sense, yeah? Now we have to understand, according to Rashi, that's the last thing we have to understand, according to Rashi for today, according to Rashi, Rashi gave a whole different reason why it's not batal. Ash techlenu b'iser techlenu b'heter. Better not rely on bittel. Tomorrow you're not going to have to. That reason should work for min b'minei and min b'she'ein b'minei. As Rashi is telling us, we'd rather not rely on bittel. So since you, in this type of a case, you're not really forced to rely on bittel because you're not going to lose your food, you'll be able to eat it tomorrow. Yeah? So therefore, better not rely on bittel. That reason, if you think about it, b'ashkafa mishayna, that reason sounds like it applies sai to min b'minei and sai to min. What's the difference if the egg gets mixed into other eggs or the egg gets mixed into potatoes? Rather than rely on bittel and eat it today, ayyidei bittel, wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll eat it without having to rely on bittel. What's the difference if it's min b'minei or min b'she'ein b'minei? Yeah? Comes the Teres Chatos, and he says, based on Rashi, we'll have to give a different reason. Rashi didn't like to rely on bittel. He'd rather not rely on bittel. In which case do I see the bittel in my face more? Again, like we said before, there's nothing really wrong with bittel. Bittel, it works. Bittel is halachic. It beats mutter if it was nizbatel. In a case where it's going to be mutter tomorrow without bittel, we'd rather you don't rely on bittel, yeah? So in which case is it more problematic? In which case is the bittel staring us in the face more? In a case when the egg is nesariv in other eggs, or in a case where the egg is nesariv in potatoes? Explains the Teres Chatos, explains the Ramah, it's much worse when the egg is nesariv in other eggs. Why? Because now I'm sitting down to eat what? I'm sitting down to eat eggs. There's a treif egg in here, always bottle. So the bittel staring me in the face much more when it's min b'minay. So therefore we say, since in this case you're not really forced to rely on bittel because you can wait a day, therefore in such a kind of a case we don't want you to rely on bittel. Because over here the bittel is staring you in the face much stronger. Mashenke, when it mixes into the potatoes, I'm going to say, what are you sitting down to eat now? You're sitting down to eat potatoes. Anybody think about the egg? No, the egg was batal b'shishim. The egg has disappeared. You're not going to think about the egg anymore because you're sitting down to eat potatoes. So you don't even think about the bittel. You don't even think about it. So therefore, in such a kind of a case, we don't care so much that you're relying on bittel. It's because the bittel is not really like in your face. And this is the words of the Teres Chatos, they use it in a case of min b'minay. The heter is nikra al shein davar ha'asar. What are you eating? You're eating eggs. That's the iser that got mixed in here. So therefore you recognize the bittel much more. It's much more in your face. That's more of a problem. That's what we'll say, better not to rely on bittel. Wait till tomorrow. But in the case of min b'she'ein b'minay, where the heter is not nikra al shein davar ha'asar, what am I eating? Am I eating eggs now? The egg was a davar ha'asar, right? I'm not eating something which is al shem the davar ha'asar. I'm eating something totally different. In other words, meaning to say, I don't recognize the bittel. It's not in my face so much. So we didn't want you to rely on bittul. In this case, you forget about the bittul. You don't see it. So therefore, it's not such a problem. Because like we said before, there really isn't any problem with bittul. It's not, even though Rashi made it sound like there is, but really there isn't. It just, there's a problem when you see the bittul in your face. So when do you see the bittul in your face? Tafka by min b'minay, where it's the heter is nikra shem davar aser. Mashenka by min b'shein b'minay, where the heter is not nikra shem davar aser. We don't have any problems allowing you to rely on bittul, even in this type of a case, where tomorrow you wouldn't have to rely on bittul. Those are the two things. So basically what we explained is din of darshut matirin, and we gave the two reasons why it's not bittul. Rashi's reason of ashe dechlein abisit dechlein abheter, the Ran's reason of that it's considered min b'minay, and you don't have enough contrast to affect the bittul. And we explained why it only works by min b'minay, not by min b'shein b'minay. The Ran according to his explanation. And for Rashi, we gave the Torah Snatus' reason of whether or not you recognize the bittul so much. And then we also learned the other halacha of Davashish Matirin, the other Chumra, that it's, we don't say Svek Derbanu Lakula, and for that everybody agreed Rashi's reason. That we don't want you to rely on Svek Derbanu Lakula, we'd rather you rely on Vadei Heter.